The troubled Valley region of Indian-controlled Kashmir is simmering with anger after the Indian Army killed 24-year-old student Khalid Muzaffar on Monday and dubbed him first as a fighter against Indian rule and later as a member of a militant group. Khalid's family denies the allegation and says he was targeted by Indian Army while he was on his way to meet his brother, who happens to be a militant in the forest.
Army said he was killed in an encounter, but there was no single bullet in his body. How did he die then? His face was disfigured and his bones were broken. Actually, he was tortured to death because his younger brother is a militant.
The Inspector General of Kashmir Police in a press briefing said the cause of Khalid's death will be determined soon after the post-mortem examination report comes in. Batwani says no autopsy has been conducted on his son's body. In Thral town, thousands of men, women and children took to the streets on Tuesday to participate in the funeral of Khalid Wani. His death also drew reactions from lawmakers, who said such actions by the armed forces only further alienate Kashmiri people.
You cannot kill someone because his brother happens to be a militant. It is a clear case of custodial killing, and we demand action. We will not tolerate this anymore.
Kashmiris for the past 2.5 decades have been fighting Indian rule. Official sources say the dispute between India and Pakistan has claimed tens of thousands of lives so far, mostly those of civilians.
Rights groups say to put an end to human rights violations in Kashmir, there is an immediate need to revoke the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, as it gives the Indian Army immunity. However, Indian Army says special powers help them to operate timely. Shahnabad, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.